This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
We did have a little reaction on the Shador number thing. Mike saying he thinks we're overthinking it. He thinks his dad's number and flipped the digits to fit the quarterback position.
Yeah, I mean, because he couldn't take 21 then, because obviously Denzel Ward has that number.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, me overthink something? That doesn't sound like
it
me.
Certainly not me. Two guys who battle anxiety on a daily basis. That couldn't be us.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
Also, Nolan Jones, 110 mile an hour exit velo on a home run just a little bit ago.
How about that?
If only some show in Cleveland had been talking about the exit velo and the idea that maybe he was due. If only some show did that. I don't know who that could be.
It's a hard hit baseball by Nolan Jones. Could that be what turns him around?
You just never know. Right?
I hope so.
Maybe, yeah, it would be really nice.
It'd be really nice
if we get some sort of production. If all he and John Kensie did was hit a homer every three games, but again, the way they play, get two home runs a game. I think we had three home runs in a week out of right field.
Yeah.
We can be a very, very happy even if
they're
both
so
hitting a buck 70.
There's so many right fielders that, you know, creep around 220, 215 or so and just mash. If that's what the Guardians have in their outfield, that's a good thing.
Have you gotten to the point, though, where the shithink pieces are getting a little tedious yet?
Oh, I don't know about tedious. I still get excited for the shithink pieces. I still get excited for them. Why would they be getting tedious?
Well, like Florio, like 7 days after the draft being like, here's why Shador fell. It's like, no, we farmed this.
Okay, so I think we
fished this out.
So there definitely are a group of people that understand that right now nothing's really happening in the NFL. And Shador Sanders is the type of player that the moment people see something, they just click on it.
It's just playing the hits.
That's all. They're just playing the hits at this point.
Just playing Hootie. You can't hate that.
No. I mean, hey, Hootie has a place.
That's true. So does Darius Rucker.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, so I'll give you one such example. Because, again, it's not every Shador think piece. It's just by certain people. For instance, RG3 was on his out-of-pocket with RG3.
Did he get out-of-pocket? If the show says out of pocket with RG3, we can't be shocked then when he goes out of pocket.
I think it might have just been a play on the fact that he was not a pocket quarterback.
Oh, no, I got that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no,
but it works multiple ways, right? Not a pocket quarterback and then also out of pocket as if, like, you know, he spoke and said some silly things.
You've given me a lot to think about.
That's right. Okay.
Now, it's not out of pocket.
You're telling me I overthought the name of RG3's podcast? We put more thought into RG3's podcast. This is more proof to what your tweeter, Michael, had in thinking that maybe we overthought it. More proof right here.
Now, you guys can be judge on whether this is out of pocket. This is RG3, and the idea here is that Shador Sanders is set up to fail.
This is the thing that nobody wants to talk about. Shador Sanders is in a situation where the NFL and the Cleveland Browns have set him up to sink or swim in year one. What I really mean by that is they set him up to fail. Shador Sanders is the fourth quarterback on the Cleveland Browns roster. Guys that are drafted in the fifth round typically don't make NFL rosters. And if they do make NFL rosters, it was because they showed their absolute talent. in the preseason and all through training camp and the offseason. You have to understand that this guy is going to be going into the offseason getting the fewest reps of all the quarterbacks on the Cleveland Browns roster. As the fourth quarterback, he's probably, definitely not playing with the number one or the number twos. That's offensive linemen, running backs, wide receivers, everything you can possibly imagine. Shedeur Sanders is going to be out there with cab drivers.
I'm just really glad that
probably
that RG3 explained how fifth round quarterbacks get treated in the NFL.
I just love the probably. Yeah,
he's
definitely
not going to get reps with the ones or twos. Yes, that's I believe that's called the NFL there, RG3.
No, getting
not
reps,
everyone's gifted reps with the first, no matter how good you are or bad you are, just because you were taken second.
Getting reps with the cab driver's line was pretty money, though. I'll give him that.
Don't hate it.
That was a pretty good one. But so this is something we touched on last week in many ways, with the idea that, how are you going to get these guys a bunch of reps? How are you going to give them a bunch of opportunities? And so, like, it's not just RG3 that is wondering how this is going to work, but I would argue whether it's Joe Flacco, whether it's Gabriel, whether it's Pickett, or whether it's Shador, what quarterback is set up to succeed with this roster as currently constructed anyway?
Yeah, so I think that's a great point. I also think what fifth-round quarterbacks get set to succeed most years?
Right, it doesn't happen.
Like, and there's this idea that, like, does Shador deserve better than this? It's a competition. Like, in the NFL, how many fifth-round quarterbacks ever actually get to take part in an actual quarterback competition their rookie year?
Very few.
The answer is very, 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 very rarely.
It feels like one every decade.
And I just, like, I know the part that I will agree with RG3 is the sink or swim part of this. But that is, as you were saying, that is true for every quarterback. And every quarterback with the Browns this year. And here's the thing. You're only ever given one potential chance in the NFL. If you're lucky, right, you get one potential chance. So the idea that we're worried about, well, what if he doesn't get a fair chance next year? You just described the NFL again in the nutshell.
Yeah. And listen, I do think where you go matters in a lot of instances. I do think the environment that you're in does matter. So I don't want to be the person that says rise above it. But in many ways, within this quarterback battle, if you're going to be great, you have to rise above this. And I point to Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, there's only one other Pro Bowler on that roster in Washington, Nick, and it was Terry McLaurin. That was it. It's a team full of a lot of good players, but no Pro Bowlers. Like, they had to make a lot out of nothing with Jaden Daniels, and he did. He was able to do it.
Yeah,
he's that great.
I mean, I think, like, listen, this is, I think, I don't want to say the Browns did this way on purpose. I don't think they purposefully let the roster fall into disrepair over the last 3 years. By not drafting well enough or not having enough upper echelon draft picks to end up trying to hit on. But, like, the beauty of this is if either Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, or Shedeur Sanders claims the starting job and you win 8, 9, 10 games, it's going to be because that quarterback had to be pretty darn good.
For sure. And also then it would mean that you're in a spot for them to win 8, 9, 10 games and then plus for the next few years, because this should be the low point as far as the roster construction is concerned.
Exactly. This year is like if you supersede the only one that it doesn't is with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
So it'll still be bananas if Joe wins the job and then they win 10 games and then you're you know what, out of luck for the quarterback of the future in 2026. Which means it probably will happen.
Well, that's
if it's
the nightmare
Browns
scenario.
Yeah.
That's the absolute worst scenario.
Okay, so the Steelers didn't set it up this way on purpose. The Steelers didn't set up, hey, we're going to get Russell Wilson, we're going to win 10 games, and then we're going to get the quarterback. I think they always meant Russell to be the bridge quarterback to Russell, and then they just didn't like him and he didn't like them.
I agree with that. So, I think they thought that Russell Wilson was going to be the quarterback for the next half decade.
So I think that's where the quarterback competition the quarterback comparisons with what happened with Pittsburgh last year stop. Like the Browns, listen, I think Kevin Stefanski could be happy to win 10 games with anybody at quarterback this year. I think there would be a reality of, oh, somehow we shot ourselves, we Plaxico burst ourselves.
Ooh.
If that's what happens with Joe. Any other quarterback, it's fine. Because then you can make the case of that dude elevated this, or you stumbled on a formula that's repeatable. And also you have two first-round picks. If you still want a quarterback, you hypothetically you can trade up for one. But except for Joe Flacco.
Okay, but you see, and I again, listen, as a Shador apologist in many ways.
Shapologist, as it's known.
I can see where this route is going to go, right? And Dylan Gabriel will not get the same defense from the national media that Shador will get. If Shador ends up playing this season, people are going to go to, if he doesn't play well, people are going to go to the idea that it's just such a stark contrast relative to what his team at Colorado was like, where he had a number one wide receiver that was awesome in Travis Hunter. He had zero offensive line, so I guess maybe there's some similarities there. But like you're gonna have a run game, which is different than what he had at Colorado. Like it's a different setup. It's a much different setup than what he had at Colorado.
So the only thing I'll say is I don't think people are gonna be lining up to defend Shador.
I don't know.
There's gonna be a lot more victory laps in that event than
victory laps seem like a toothless exercise when he's a fifth round pick.
Yeah, but I do think there are people rooting for this kid to fail. I'm not saying in Cleveland. I'm saying big picture.
I think it'll hit like a thud. I think fans will do that. I agree with fans will do that. But if like Florio at the end of the season or the national guys come out and is like, I told you Shador stinks, I think that'll hit with a thud because it'll be treated like a fifth-round pick not working out. What do you think was supposed to happen?
216-474-0092. Is whoever wins the job set up to fail? To me, that makes it seem like you're saying failure is like fate, that it's fated to fail. No, I don't think that's the way this is. I think you can, if you squint hard enough, you can say, well, if that O-line stays healthy, if you put an emphasis on the running game the way it was when Kevin was at his best earlier in this with Baker Mayfield 5 years ago, that defense does have some pieces.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's enough here that if the quarterback is just better than salient, meaning like above average or better, you can surprise people. So I don't think you can say they're set up to fail, other than if you look at the wide receiver room, that's clearly not good enough.
Well, I mean, again, and there's a lot associated with the offensive line talk that we can do there as well. But like, I don't know about you. I envision this upcoming season to be more, like, we'll talk more quarterback, obviously, but I think more games are going to be about what the two rookie running backs do more so than what the quarterback does.
Ooh, that's tough just because
I think Stefanski's going to want to run the ball a ton.
No, that's true, but that's going to be split across potentially three or four running backs,
right?
Whereas with the quarterback, it's an all or nothing game.
I'm going to bet whatever quarterback it is, unless it's Joe, because I think Joe, they'll just throw the ball a million times and it is what it is. I think he's going to make him be like what Baker was the first couple years that Baker was here, where like 25 throws and you're tapped out and that's it.
I think here's the thing. I think if it's Dylan Gabriel, you're going to be lucky to get to 25 throws.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
It might be. I'm trying to think of like the most reductive, simplistic offense. All right, the throwing version of like the offenses the Bears put out there for Justin Fields, where it's like, hey, we really need you to hand the ball off really well here.
Yeah, they did him very dirty.
And then you're going to get your 20 throws.
He just took off on his own. He was like, all right, fine, I'll just take off on my own.
And 18 of the 20 throws are going to be checkdowns.
Yeah.
That's the Dylan Gabriel offense to me, at least with Shador. All right, maybe we can get a little variety as the spice of life in the Shador offense.
I would hope so. But, yeah, I'm not. I'm banking more on them using the run game an absolute ton this upcoming season.
Which
I don't think people are ready for that conversation yet. But
I think, in a way, that also means you're not setting up the quarterback to fail. Like, you are setting the quarterback up of, it's not going to be all about you. Your job is to not muck it up.
Well, and hopefully the quarterback, whoever it is, just becomes better and better and better.
Yes.
And then you can give him more to go ahead and use with the offense.
Although Dylan Gabriel does not have a high ceiling. So it does feel like you're okay, maybe you grow. Shador, I don't know.
You went to Gabriel, and in my mind, I just don't see a scenario where Gabriel ends up being the week one guy.
I think Kevin Stefanski.
It's like, I could see Pickett. I could see Flacco. I could see Shador. I just don't see it with Gabriel. I'm throwing him in the equation. I have to.
I think if we have to say, I don't see it with one guy right now, it's Shador. I think Kevin Stefanski would sooner set his beard on fire than play Shador Sanders, unless Shador is markedly better.
Then I guess he's going to be.
Did you see
better.
The way he talked about Dylan Gabriel? It was with lust in his eyes.
He would set his beard
He talked about Shador in a very clinical way that one does when you're on a reproductive schedule and you're not making joy in the bedroom. You're just trying to make life. That's what he talked about with Shador Sanders.
Sometimes you got to make life, Nick. sometimes.
Life.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sometimes you gotta make life
finds a way. 216-474-0092 is whoever wins the job at starting quarterback for the Browns set up to fail. And well, Donovan Mitchell had something to say about the Cavs' health heading into game two. That's next on 92.3 The Fan. The offseason storylines with the Browns never end. We're about to prove that in a second.
I couldn't say cute as a button.
And there's a quarterback competition ahead, and the Cavs playoff run continues with eyes on a potential rematch on the Eastern Conference Finals. Don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 92.3thefan.com or on your phone with a free Odyssey app. So, Albert, coming up in just about 1 hour's time, but we have a development. Am I correct on this, on the Shador number?
Yeah, so a guy we've talked about previously, I don't know if we're going with Boog or Boog. I don't know what we're going for there.
I think you were right. I think I just thought of Boog Powell, and okay. I felt like a jerk the whole time, so I think you were right.
I don't know. I genuinely do not know. But somebody that has been with Shador and has been part of the people that has been helping Shador as he's made his way to Cleveland, so he's very entrenched in Shador's camp. He's done a lot with a lot of other athletes as well. But he put on his Instagram, there's no way the Browns should have gave number two to anyone else, especially to a wide receiver who hasn't worn number two before in his career. But we knew that was coming, so we're not flinching about it. It was expected. We take it, we smile, and then we make it legendary. So this was not as much of a spin as I put on it, as if like this is a great rebranding by Shador Sanders to move off of from the college to the pros. This was not a Shador Sanders call. It was not his decision to wear number 10. He's not paying homage to Tom Brady. Or his dad with the inverse of his dad's number. This was the Browns saying, we make the rules. I am the captain.
What a stupid line. Okay. All right. So there's two things here.
Okay.
Both things are stupid. Just let me get that out there first. If the Browns didn't give Shador the number two number.
Pretty dumb.
To make a point, It is the dumbest point you could possibly make, especially because you gave it to a slap-ass kick returner who probably will have a torn ACL by August and won't be here.
Isn't that part of the point, though? Like, is it part of the point that they gave it to basically, I'm not going to call him a nobody because that seems extremely mean.
DeAndre Carter is a nobody.
Basically a nobody. He's just like, a guy. He's a Jag. He's just a guy.
He's just a fella.
Like, it's not as if they gave it to, when I first saw Carter too, I was like, oh.
Did they trade for Abdul Carter?
Did they trade for Abdul Carter and all of a sudden he's taking number two?
Is Jay-Z now on the Cleveland Browns?
I was wild. I'm like, what happened here? And then I had to remind myself, no, that dream didn't happen.
All right.
We got Mason Graham instead. But the point is that, like, you should give Shedeur Sanders number two if he wanted it. But he expected this. He expected the Browns to put their foot down and say, that's not happening. We're not playing into the branding that you have with the S2. We're going to call the shots.
But why?
I don't
Why
know.
Pick
I can't speak.
This fight with a player?
So I think it's so dumb. Wouldn't you want to start off this relationship on a good foot? On a good foot?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm going to give you, here's your concession. You get number two. Make of it whatever you want, but let's do this.
Like, okay, I'm not the biggest Shedeur Sanders believer going into the draft process. I have not continued to say how I think he's a low ceiling player. Because now he's a Cleveland Brown. Let's see. All right, that was a draft thought. Now they've drafted him. Like, are they still holding him accountable because he acted like a fool, in their opinion, in their meetings?
I wonder if that's part of this, yeah.
Because if so, like, you look stupid.
Yeah.
You don't look like, you're put in your place. You look like you're drawing the dumbest line in the sand. So now that I've given Browns.
This makes a lot of sense, though. I mean, relative to what we first thought, where it was like, why would he move off of number two?
He's
built everything around number two and S2.
I've given the Browns their side of it. Now, I have no problem with Shedeur living an online life. I don't need Shedeur cronies tweeting about things. Boog, I want to tell you, buddy. We love you. Keep doing the work. You're doing great work here.
Yeah.
You're getting paid to do it, but you're doing great work here. Keep being about your guy.
He said before he's not on Shador's payroll. I don't know whose payroll he's on, but it's not Shador's.
All right.
He's on somebody's payroll. It's not Shador's, though.
Just
apparently.
Doing it from the goodwill of our heart.
I don't know.
I always do things free for multi-million-dollar athletes.
I did want to know, though. I was like, does that mean he's on Deion's payroll? Does that mean whose payroll
is there?
Are you
like
on
a greater Sanders Corp that maybe it's like a conglomerate of Sanders's?
There's an obvious wraparound to why he was able to put that out there so confidently and just I don't know, be honest about
it. Now, again, this is from me to Boog, right?
Because
I feel like me and Boog could be friends.
For sure. He seems like a nice guy.
He's
very online himself.
This ain't it. If Shedeur really is in Dutch with the Cleveland Browns so much that they won't give him a number, which they do for anyone, that they gave DeAndre Carter, who no one's ever heard of before, right? Oh, well, he was in Chicago for three. No, nobody's ever heard of this schmo before. If they've done this, maybe the worst thing you could do is then go acknowledge it on Twitter by saying, we knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, well, with love, I don't think you're helping your guy.
So
that's all I'm
saying. What you do in this scenario, though, and I don't love it, is the idea that every time Boog speaks, I just now think this is what Shedeur thinks.
Yes, there's no way.
This is Shedeur speaking in many ways, and he's going to take the flack for it, even though he himself is not the one actually speaking.
What the Browns did, if the Browns truly gave somebody else the number out of spite or out of games or whatever, and I will play with this notion, if they did, it's dumb, it's pointless, and it's honestly counterproductive to holding Shedeur accountable. You're picking a fight. It's picking a fight over the color of drapes.
Well, remember,
when you don't know if you can buy the damn house.
Exactly right. Remember, though, like in the videos, I mean, the number apparently falls on Stefanski's shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one that has the final say over who gets what number and what number they're going to eventually be. You can go to Stefanski and request a number, but he's got the final approval. Like, this was Stefanski's way of sticking it to Shedeur. There's no other way to look at it.
And which is wild. Like, all right, but no. So it's dumb, it's sophomoric, it's needless. I would say it would be a needless thing for the Browns to do to Shedeur Sanders if this is something they did intentionally to spite or to motivate him or whatever the hell kind of logic you want to use. That being said, if the knock on Shedeur is his camp doesn't shut up and won't get out of the way, well, his camp tweeting about this is kind of proving the point. And I'd like,
I'm with you, and they're hiding.
You just have to be smarter than this.
They're hiding behind the idea that it's not him himself on his social media. But it's the guy that you hang out with and the guy that's there at every turn with you in Cleveland. And so what else are we supposed to believe? Like, you are speaking for the Sanders camp when you say there's no way the Cleveland Browns should have gave number two to anyone else. Like, sorry, you are.
And can we just say, so in the pantheon of this, again, we're working under the assumption that the Browns did this on purpose and that I think the Browns are more wrong in this. Like, I think this is a laughable.
They for sure are more
this is
wrong
a laughable, you know, out swinging move.
Yes.
That has no business. And you and the Browns might try and spin it off. Oh, well, we just wanted to test and see how this was going to go. Needless. There's no. And by the way, you're putting the kid in a bad situation where if he comments or his buddy comments on it, you're just going to get crap for this kid, like from fans. Like, this is the way you start to turn fans against Shador, because now his buddy's commenting on this. Just needless and dumb. Like, I don't love what Boog did here. He's only proving the point, but good Lord. Yosemite Haslam, that's not saying, the veterans get the first pick. The rookies get what's left. Come on.
Come on. It's the, if you are a highly touted, and I'm not saying Shador is, but if you're like the number two overall pick, you get your say over it. You do. They give you whatever jersey number you want.
Like, I just.
And but it's not taken.
People
that's
will
a
go out
thing.
Of their way to defend a Browns organization that is petty, vindictive, and wins three games a year.
Now, maybe they're setting this up, Nick, and because I got tweets earlier in the show, and it was suggesting, like, well, this number isn't official yet or anything associated with it, which, by the way, they would have sold a bunch of 12 Sanders jerseys, which is not the right way to do this either. If 3 months from now, they're like, Shador's matured, he's shown us everything.
He's earned the number two.
I don't know what the deadline is for jersey sales and for how this all works. I'm sure there's a deadline, but I've seen other rookies come in and not keep that same number. We saw it with Nick Chubb. We talked about that the other day.
Do you think they gave him conditions like, all right, buddy, listen, if you remember your playbook,
yeah,
by July 31st, the number two is yours.
If we upload plays to the iPad and it looks like you've actually watched them, then we'll give you the number two in due time.
If we don't have to put an asterisk in your second contract with a club that you actually prove that you watch video like Kyler Murray, we'll give you the number two.
There's no way Shador isn't upset by this. And I just think it's a dumb way to start this working relationship.
It's just dumb on both parts. Like, put your sword down. You're on the, and listen, if you're the Browns, it sure continues to hone in on the notion that you didn't want to take this kid, that you were forced to take him.
Oh, yeah. No, you're 100% right.
And whether, and
100%
by the way,
right. If Dylan Gabriel had asked for a number, Dylan Gabriel would have got it.
I'm of the opinion that I think Andrew Berry did want to take. I'll buy that. I'll buy the media line that the Browns have tried spinning to everyone so that on one side of their mouth they can say Andrew Berry controls the draft and the 53-man roster, while privately behind scenes telling everyone we have no power. We're working with Yosemite Haslam, as somebody's Twitter handle says, which is a whole nother game that annoys the living hell out of me about these guys. But
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, this isn't how you do it. This is how an organization that is slowly falling apart and is worrying about... That's, you know what this is a reminder of? It's of the thing that we say when the Browns really don't know their head from their you-know-what. The worst of this, where they're majoring in the minor.
Yeah. No, I agree with it. It feels like the type of thing that collectively in a group of people, I don't know if it's Dee Podesta, Barry, Stefanski, they all kind of like got around. It's like, well, how do we show him who's the boss here? How do we make sure that he knows who's in charge? Oh, I got it. When he asks for number two, we're going to give him number 12, and we're going to say number two goes to somebody else. Like, it's just not how you operate business. You know this is part of his branding. You know this has been his number. You know this is something that he cares about. I get you trying to humble him in certain ways. Just do it a different way. Athletes care about numbers in a way that is very, very important to them. They know that. I don't love this from the Browns perspective. And I don't love his guy coming out here and speaking the way that he's speaking either. I don't.
A-Dog saying they signed him well before the draft and the Browns weren't even planning on drafting Sanders. Yeah, so we think DeAndre picked his number before the draft and they're just announcing it today?
No, I'm not. And also, it's DeAndre Carter. You can tell him to kick rocks. Like,
hey,
you can do whatever you want to them as far
DeAndre,
as numbers concerned.
You don't get the number two.
Yeah.
There's some other guy that we drafted that likes that number. Oh, man, I guess I'm going to go back to Chicago.
And it's not even about like when you drafted somebody. It's more about the position that you play in my mind. Quarterbacks get precedent when it comes to numbers.
I think old man take. I'm going to say it now. Just get it out in the open
I'll
there.
Get the insurer ready. What do you got?
I absolutely am so over play. The only reason anybody wants to be number one or number two or because they look cooler. It's all about ego. Shut up and play football. Like, good God, even the Shador thing.
No, but Shador is, that's the end part of this, is he's like, we're going to smile, we're going to make it legendary. He is shutting up and playing football.
No, he just
wanted to make sure everyone knew it wasn't his decision.
I don't think you get to say we shut up and played football if you first had to say, hey, this is a slight.
But it was important. I mean, why was it important for his camp to know that we knew that it was the Browns doing him wrong?
Like,
they clearly thought this was important that we know how this went down. Which is interesting.
This is just the first time. This is the first, like, I've had my suspicions, and I said this earlier in the hour, because I do feel like, I feel like Kevin wants no part of Shador. And
I don't love everything that comes with Shador right now, I'll tell you that.
I think now.
Like this right here, I don't love this.
Like, oh, I've had breadcrumbs. I'm not trying to report anything. I don't want Greg Gabriel to go ahead and call me out on Twitter for it.
Well, I mean, you know, Ken did get the Sam Darnold pick wrong, so we do have to question his sources at all times.
Trying to defend the LeBron James of Cleveland Sports Talk, not denigrate the man.
I just don't know. I don't know.
Taking a shot at Greg Gabriel.
He's a great radio host, but his reporting has been spotty over the years.
Now, what I will say is, I'm not trying to report anything, but just contextually, multiple times I've looked at this and said, this is one of those things, much like the Deontay Johnson thing, that could just go sour and could just end up being an absolute bust and being a headache. This is the first time like I felt it could actually be true over a stinking number. God, that's stupid. 216-474-0092. So the Shaspin has been counterspun. Shador is going to be wearing the number 12. Of course, that could change. But one of his camp saying that it sure seems like the Sanders camp feels like this is personal. How are we feeling right now? 216-474-0092. Dion, Dan, Adam, and Dominic will talk to you guys about Shanumbergate in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. But we are live here from the Clevelander, and whether it's the Modern Boys and us, alleged beef. Not real beef, but alleged beef, and my explanations, or what appears to be, I think Browns fans, judging by the responses on Twitter, not a science by any means.
Yeah.
I think people are walking in the opposite direction of this being a thing, and can I tell you, I did the same thing with Johnny Manziel. And I don't want to make – Shador and Johnny are two different animals. I don't want to try and – but my point is
– Okay, you instinctively moved to me on that to be like, I'm not calling him Johnny. I promise you.
I was trying.
Not going after your guy here like that.
I really need to just start locking this up because I'm just starting more fires than I'm putting out across the board. But I ignored stuff with Johnny. Well, he's a Browns quarterback. I get, well, let's give him a chance, right? I did the same thing with Baker. I did the same thing with Deshaun. You can only look away for so many times before the trivial stuff with this organization. At some point, you have to be like, well, every single other times we've said, it's not something because we didn't want to deal with it. Every other time, it's been something.
Okay, but what's interesting about this to me, and I like that you bring up Baker in the mix because it's oil and water. Just don't mix. These big personality guys and Kevin Stefanski don't mix, and maybe we're starting to figure out why that's the case. If you're going to go ahead and give number two away when Shador asked for it, wants it, clearly thought he was going to get it, these are the type of things that I just don't know if Stefanski – to deal with these type of personalities.
Also, just well done by DeAndre Carter, who's been in town for about 60 days.
Poor DeAndre Carter.
Did you just say poor?
Yeah, he's taken all sorts of shots from me, from you, from everyone else.
You think he did this on accident?
I don't know that he did anything.
This is the most naive take I've ever heard of you.
I don't know
that DeAndre Carter
did
anything. You think he just wandered in and was like, I guess I'll take two.
Yes, I do. I don't even think it's I think I'll take two. I think he wandered in and Stefanski's like, hey, guess what? We're giving you number two. We're at the spite store. We're at the Larry David spite store right now, and we're making sure Shador doesn't get number two.
Right, that is
you're now number two because we're giving Shador number 12 because we got a.
That is a bridge too far.
I think if Shador asked DeAndre Carter for number two, he'd gladly give it up.
And then Kevin would block it like David Stern with a Chris Paul trade.
You want to play on this team, son? I don't know why I threw a son in there, but I imagine he'd be like, you want to play on this
you
team?
You got to throw a Southern accent in there. You want to play on this team? You're going to wear number two.
We both did incredibly awful.
Because bleep Shador.
Stefanski. Why is Stefanski Southern?
Because I can't do a New York accent. It's just going to come out like Janine Melnitz.
It's a Philadelphia.
Oh, you got to wear the number two. It's not a bad Janine Melnitz, by the way.
That's pretty good.
It's not a good one. Well, it's not a bad one.
It made me laugh. That's all that really matters.
Oh, there's a ghost, and he's wearing the number two jersey. I cannot see that screen from here. Oh, I'm blind as a bat. You're going to have to pick a call. Tell me who it is.
All right, Dan in Amherst. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. Well, glad you brought up good old Johnny. It's not like, Shador's out there holding a big wad of cash to his ear telling I can't hear you, you know? So
yeah.
I remember when that happened. But second of all, well, we got two winning seasons in the last 5 years under Stefanski and the GM Barry, it's not like we're talking about the Chiefs front office, okay? When it surprised me that somebody in the front office said something about this whole number two controversy, to me, the kid's 22 years old. I remember when I was 22 years old. I knew everything. I'm full piss and vinegar, just got out of the Marine Corps. Nobody could tell me anything. So I think the kid's handling himself pretty well. And I had heard earlier somebody speaking about his dad, Dion. I don't know about you guys, but my dad was my hero. And I wouldn't let anybody disrespect him. You know, that's just a thing for a father and a son. So I just say, you know what? Let the kid play football. I'm sure, from what I've read and heard on the radio, a few of the pros out there on the Browns have paid him some, respect by, welcoming him into the fold. So if he wants a number, I'm sure they can work something out. If he doesn't want it, I'm sure he thinks he has a lot to prove on the football field. So if the front office is something's happening there that's a little nefarious, that's pretty immature on my part, especially with these guys being grown men. That's my take.
All right, thank
Dan,
you, Dan.
We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much there. Dan and Amherst giving us a call. So we probably should reset the fact that we're not just talking about Shador choosing the number 12. There actually is some kind of behind the scenes with this, as one of the members of kind of Team Shador, as it were, tweeted out in the last little bit here. Boog, the cameraman,
he's known
for going back and forth with other Cleveland media members, saying there's no way the Cleveland Browns should have gave number two to anyone else, especially to a wide receiver who haven't worn number two before in his career. Football Reference that one.
I editorialized it, and I just made the grammar correct when I read it the first time.
But we knew that was coming, so we ain't flinching about it. It was expected. Take it, smile, then make it legendary.
But he's letting you know. He's letting you know this was not his decision. It was not Shador's decision. This was the Browns' decision. Stefanski clearly wanted to send some sort of message.
And I'm just going to say, out loud here between friends,
yeah,
if Shador didn't want this out there, wouldn't be out there.
No, he wanted it out there. He wanted to clarify as to why he's number 12. And maybe it's to stop
the Shecamp wanted it out there.
Yeah, maybe it's to stop people being like, oh, he's paying homage to Tom Brady. Because maybe he's really mad at Tom Brady right now for not drafting him. But he needed to have this out there for whatever reason.
All right, let's get one more call in real quick
Adam
here.
Adam in Akron. Hello, Adam.
Gentlemen, love the Adam, show. Love what you guys do.
I thank
you. Can you hear me? Gentlemen.
Yes. It was a very subtle thank you that I gave you.
Oh, okay, of course. So I really think we're victims of circumstance here. We're victims of the moment because I think maybe they are trying to send a message, but I think we're maybe interpreting that message a little bit wrong. I think maybe, yes, being a fifth-round pick, he's going to go in there thinking he has to earn something, but I think now he has an extra bit to that, an extra layer that he actually has to earn.
Okay, so you said like an extra chip on his shoulder, so he's got like three now, so now he's got like a fourth,
yeah, why not?
Like I mean, a third and a half
he's got
chip.
He's got a Frito-Lay's factor on his shoulder.
Right. I think this is really a non-issue, to be honest. Like, every team around the league, the vet gets the – Mason Graham didn't get his number. He wanted Posick's number.
Well, okay, Posick has been here for the last 3 years. Adam, we appreciate you, buddy. We got to run, okay? I do like when people say nice things about me, and I believe you do as well. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, we're both really a fan of that. Okay, here's the thing. I have no problem with anyone saying
the number was open there.
I don't think this is a thing. That's fine, but we have to acknowledge the Boog part of this, and we have to acknowledge we can't be surprised if there's another piece of drama that crops up before camp, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's been here a week and a half, and we've had a lot associated already.
Oh, I have such a spin going on in my head right now.
Yeah, what do you got?
What if Shador's already trying to get out of Cleveland? What if he didn't want to be drafted here in the first place? What if he tanked the interview on purpose, and
man. Yeah, I really want to get out of Cleveland by, I don't know, visiting Cleveland middle schools and teaching their youth.
Yeah, but, and like, then having your guy tweet about this, inflame the media wars.
Yeah, I'm really trying to get out of here by showing how hard I'm working and running hills in Akron.
A lot of people run hills in Akron. Yeah. All right? We just don't put it on social media.
Okay.
The Lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.